Well, they had the corner playing outside shade on me the whole day. And DC kind of coached me up on that last play. He just told me, don't stop running. And went out there and executed the play. And the result was a touchdown.
What did you tell your first two touchdowns?
Oh, those just grinded out touchdowns. Those win, baby, just win.
Michael, that toe drag, too. I mean, how sure were you? Because it looked good once he showed the replay.
Yeah.
But it was pretty bang bang
play. My credit, Rob Moore for that. I mean, we toe drag every day. I usually toe tap, and he was like, I don't like, you need to drag it. So I did that for him right there. And it was a big play, man.
What's Derek like in the huddle on the final drive of the game when he drives? He's at 6 just in the last 2 years.
He take control. He competitive, you know. So is the rest of the team. And I feel like we ain't blink in the huddle. I mean, we went out there. It's something that we do at practice all the time. I think Coach Del Rio really do a good job of simulating those two-minute drives at the end of the game and at the end of practice, you know. So we do it so much, we just went out there and executed.
Michael, you've been around for a while. Is this the best rapport you've had with the quarterback? Is that fair to say?
What do you think?
I'll say yes.
Okay, thank you, yeah. I mean, it's no secret, you know. And like I said, I'm just grateful to be in this situation, thankful, blessed, and I'm going to keep working. And, the sky's the limit for this team, you know.
Michael, 2 years ago, I was there in that locker room in New Orleans when you said that you were a third down receiver, a fourth option, or maybe even the other way around. It seemed like, I don't want to say you checked out, but it seemed like you were down. Now it seems like you've kind of been reborn a little bit. Does it feel that way to you too?
I mean, it goes back to what he just said. It's a different situation, different coordinators, different quarterback. I mean, it's no comparison, as you can see. And like I said, I'm just thankful to be in this position, and I'm just trying to win every play.
So with your celebration afterward, is that getting your fastball back?
I don't know, man. It's just a celebration.
Michael, the fourth and one play. I mean, it turned out to be the difference in the game, because instead of kicking the field goal, you guys hit the touchdown at 1 point game. What about Coach decided to go for it on fourth and one?
It's not the first time he's going for it on fourth down, so I'm not surprised at all. Like I said, I got I got confidence in my team, man. It's like we don't blink at all. You know, it's just, you know, we together, we're a family, and I love those guys. I tell them that all the time, and I'm just ready to compete, man. That's it.
Does it say something when your coach is willing to do that even at fourth? You know, go for it on fourth and short.
That's saying he trusts us, right? And like I said, we just go out there and compete, man, win every down. If it's fourth down, overtime, we just win every down. And we came out with the win today.
Do you do much politicking with Derek? Come back to the huddle, say, I can do this, I can beat this guy?
Not really. I just really listen to him, let him run the show. And I play receiver, you know. Ball come my way, I just catch it. I don't do too much politicking, talking to him and telling him this, because he's the quarterback, and that's the hardest position to play in this league, you know? So, I mean, I let DC be DC, you know?
A couple more, guys.